Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Monday. I cannot tell you how many people say, Scott, I just want to know my purpose. I want to live my purpose. And you know my number one rule. And that is that if you don't know your purpose, then very simply, Scott logic here, your purpose is to, well, go find your purpose. Why not? Use that as a tool to go look for it. But when you do, when you can fuel your purpose every single day by your actions, your life changes. You want to live your purpose every single day. And it's easier than you think. We'll talk about that today. So if you're ready for that, hang on. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, no matter what gets in the way and stuff will get in the way. We're going to be positive. We're going to keep that positive mindset. We're going to look at every obstacle and turn it into an opportunity. We're going to say, come on, we can do this thing. And if not today, we'll try again tomorrow. But we're going to do it today, okay? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Raspy voice and all. A lot of talking last week. We had a Boost coaching call. It's part of Daily Boost Premium. It really turns into a bit more of a mastermind call. So if you're interested, just go to dailyboostpremium.com if you're not already a member and check it out. Today, in this country, before we get going, in the U.S., it's Memorial Day. And while we go to the beach and have picnics and have a great time, it's really for us to honor our fallen in the U.S. military. In other words, those U.S. military members who have died in service. Long time ago, I was in second grade. Mrs. O'Toole was my teacher at Westgate Elementary School in Manassas, Virginia. It's still there, and I've seen it recently. It's very small these days. And she got married to Mr. O'Malley, and they made friends with my mom and dad, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And one day, they came over for a barbecue, and I didn't know what the barbecue was for, but they invited him over. Turns out it was because, well, he was being shipped out to Vietnam. I didn't quite get that, but I do not ever forget my dad saying, keep your head down. Don't know how many times I've heard that in movies over the years, but I heard it for real when I was, what, 6 or 7 or 8 years old, something like that. He didn't come home. I never forgot that. So today I remember, and I think we all should. But it is a Monday, and even if it's a holiday, and even if we're remembering, then we need to work on ourselves too, don't we? Mondays always ask the question, have you done your homework? And you're even going to do it on a holiday. You're going to take a few minutes when this show is over. You're going to say, how's my life going? Because just by saying, how's my life going? You're going to begin to shift your mindset, which is something we'll talk about on today's show. And you're going to get answers. If you say, how's my life going? It's going to be good. It's going to be bad. It's going to be in the middle someplace. But in any case, if you choose to accept the answers coming, you can do something about it and change your life. Take 2 minutes when you're done today and ask yourself, how's my life going? Do your homework. Talking about purpose. My Boost coaching call is interesting. We get a wide variety of people that show up on the call. And in the summertime, by the way, you should show up on the call because it's very slow in the summertime. You almost get personal coaching and personal masterminding because you know, we might get 5 or 10 people. When the season kicks back in August and September, it'll be 100 people. But one of the main subjects that folks talk about of all ages is their purpose. Now, some people are very young, and they're set on that right now. A lot of Zoomies, a lot of Gen Xers. Well, not so much Gen Xers, but millennials. You know, they're kind of living their purpose today. They're finding that first. But a lot of folks have been around a little bit longer than that. They're just kind of finding their purpose after maybe a career or a family or a couple of things. They want to live their purpose every single day. Now, I will tell you, I think it's easier than you think. I think we tend to work too hard at it. It's like finding your why. Y'all work too hard on finding your why. Don't worry about the why. Just figure out what you want to do and start doing it. Focus on the who, yourself, who's around you. Go get it done. The why will pop up. And purpose is about the same thing because I've never met anybody in my life who I talked to personally or even on the phone. And we got on the subject of purpose that there wasn't a little bit of a grin in their voice or on their face. As if it was a secret they were holding back. When I asked what their purpose in life was, they wouldn't tell me what it was, but it was there. I could see it. They could see it. They could feel it. They just wouldn't admit it because they've been stuck for maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 years of denying their purpose. My God, how can I talk about my purpose now? It's an idea floats around inside your mind. You know it's there. You can feel it right now. Can you feel it? Go down deep inside right now. I know you might feel lost. You might not know what it is, but if you did, what would it be? A lot of folks are asking, is this all there is? No, there's more. At the same time, this is all there is. You existing in time, living, enjoying yourself. Yes, that's all there is what you do with that time, right? Are you destined for something bigger? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. How big? I don't know. Your big's different than my big. But how do you discover your path? How do you live on purpose? Well, here's a couple things we'll get you started today. And ponder this as you go through your day. Ponder this throughout this entire week. Think about it a little bit and see how this applies. Now, it's going to be kind of broad strokes. I'll tell you right off the bat. This is not a Reddit list of five things to live your purpose immediately today after this podcast. I'm sorry, I can't do that for you. It does take time to shift your mindset to find your way. You got to move from where you are to where you are today to where you want to go. It takes time. But the first way you do that is simply accepting who you are on the inside. And how do you do that? Well, you look at your past. You have a lifetime of things you've chosen to do. There are clues, good ones and bad ones. Whether you like it or not, your past will tell you everything about your future. So if you want to know who you are, look at who you've been. Now, Scott, I want to change. I want to be somebody else. That's okay. And you can. But you are somebody right now. And your entire life, you've been living a purpose. It served you in some way, shape, or form. There's some part about what you've done you've really, truly enjoyed. And if you could do it every single day, you would do it. But you got to accept who you are first. I told you, broad strokes, but deep thinking. Number two, accept what you do when you're doing you. When you're doing you, when you're just happy. That moment in time when time disappears. You go from Chronos time to Kairos time. You're experiential. It's just there. The world stops. Everything pauses because you're so into it. It's not a thing. It's a feeling. And my guess is you might have missed that feeling a couple times. But there may be a vacation coming this summer when you just know you're going to get away, and after about the third or fourth day of vacation, you're going to get that feeling. Accept who you are. Accept what you do when you're doing you. Accept when you want to begin living. It's your choice. You can start today. You can start tomorrow. You can wait till the stars align. I suggest that the very act of you thinking this way today means you've begun it today. No, I'm not ready, Scott. I'm thinking about it. I got homework to do here. I've got to do some journaling. Got to take more courses, talk to more people. No, it's already begun. That horse is out of the barn. If you've taken the time to listen this far in the podcast, you're already thinking about your purpose. So you don't even have to think. So erase number three. When are you going to begin living? Well, that's a different question. Will you do it in 30 seconds? Because you're already started. You may as well continue the momentum, right? Mindset. And finally, I think the fourth very simple way to put this together, I try to keep it at threes, but you got four today. Accept where you are in your life. You can get anywhere if you accept where you are. Here is where you are today. Love it, hate it, be indifferent about it, doesn't matter. This is where you are. But now you've begun the process of imagining and dreaming into the future. The purpose is percolating inside of you. You're getting excited what it might be. You just have to take a step forward, not backward, not sideways. Just take forward into it. Just start changing your actions today and you will find it. Remember, if you don't know your purpose, it's lurking somewhere inside of you. You're already living it. And all you have to do is go explore the possibilities. And when you find something that clicks with you, keep doing it. And by the way, I will tell you that a lot of scientific study has backed me up in the past couple of years. I just knew it about 25 years ago, but now science says the way you find your purpose is get out there and explore things. Try different stuff on for sizes. Don't like it? Do something else. Like it? Do more of it. That's simple. Accepting your real purpose, it's usually revealed by your daily actions. Remember that as well. That's who you will become based on what you do every single day. Okay, enough of that today. This is a whole seminar. Maybe we'll do that for you someday, but not today. Hey, join me, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Come on over there. It's slow for the summertime, but we're very active. It's a great group of people. It's a lot of fun. You ought to do it. And if you're not a Daily Boost Premium member, become one. Just go to dailyboostpremium.com. Check out the benefits there. You'll like it. And I'll be back tomorrow as we get into summertime right here on the Daily Boost.